Founded in 1990 in Bangalore, focused first on generic injectables and softgel capsules for regulated markets. It sold its injectables business to Mylan for $1.75 billion in 2013, then the largest Indian pharma deal. It restructured and renamed as Strides Pharma Science in 2018, later hiving off Biologics Arms Telis. By financial year 2025, revenue topped ₹4,500 crore as US generics recovered and profitability returned. 1990 Arun Sahni found Strides Arcolab in Bangalore, focused on generic injectables and soft gelatin capsules for regulated markets. 2005 it becomes one of India's largest contract manufacturers of injectable pharmaceuticals. February 2013 it sells the injectables business to Mylan for $1.75 billion, the largest pharma deal in Indian history at the time. 2015 it sells its biotech and Australian businesses. 2018 it restructures and renames as Strides Pharma Science. 2021 US generics pricing pressure intensifies, compressing margins. 2023 Stelis, the biologics arm, is hived off as a separate entity. 2024 US generic pricing recovers and new launches accelerate. Financial year 2025 revenue tops ₹4,500 crore as profit recovers from financial year 2024 lows. 2025 Africa institutional generic stabilizes and grows, with US generics recovery flagged as the primary growth driver. 2026 the stock is a multibagger from its 2023 lows and profitability returns. Strides went through a restructuring few Indian pharma promoters would have attempted. It sold two of its best businesses, raised cash, and rebuilt around a focused platform. The third chapter is now compounding precisely because the first two paid for it. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point Strides attempted a restructuring no other Indian pharma promoter would have dared, selling two of its best businesses, raising cash, and rebuilding around a focused platform. The third business now compounds because the first two paid for it, a clean balance sheet, a focused mix, and a cycle that has finally turned. This is general information, not investment advice.